loud birth, and I guess being the first baby, it was, it must have been a terribly hard birth, and the doctor must have hurt the child in trying to help the birth along so that he hurt so bad. Only lived 12 hours, but he was baptized. He was the oldest child. And before the second was born, I think after a year and a half, it was such a rough place. German Russians, he said, sometimes they were put near in danger of their lives there. They had a kind of a cellar under the house and doors leading down from the outside, and people would ride over that thing with horses, you know. I don't know, they must have been pretty strongly built, or if they could do that. It must have been quite a place. And he said the singing, with everybody sang in his own melody, those German Russians there. It must have been pretty hard.
So where'd they go from there?
And from there he went to Bern, Kansas, which is somewhere not so far from, it wasn't so far from us when we were at Auburn or Elk Creek. Table Rock, let's say, Table Rock in Nebraska. This must have been over into Kansas, Bern. It wasn't much of a town, I don't believe. In fact, it seems to me it might have only been male, because when my sister Dartha was 18 years old, she was going to get married to Gus that summer. Early in the summer, she took me and my sister Emma along down to see her birthplace. And I was 8 years old then. And I remember that I don't think we even got into the house, but it was a kind of a square house where they lived, I think, downstairs, and the congregation had services upstairs, because it seems to me that Mother talked about the noise, you know, when people tromped around upstairs. Mm-hmm. Of course, only Dorothy was born.
Was Margaret born there, Mom, do you know?
At Bern, Kansas, you know, that's north of Sabetha in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think she was.
Margaret might have been born there too.
And where did they go from Bern?
And from Bern, it was only, he didn't stay there very long, it could only be a matter of 2-3 years. Then he went to Appleton City, Missouri. And I'm sure if Margaret was born at Bern, the next one, Hannah and Emma and Clara were born at Appleton City, and then I was born in 98. And only half a year later, my dad went to southwest of Hastings there, out in the country. They call that place Wanda.
Mm-hmm. And that was the last congregation?
No, but I think he had to teach school in Appleton City. I don't think that, it must have been, in those days, not a too small a congregation, and yet I think he had to teach school, and he had several sort of mission congregations. One, I don't know, it must have been about, 20, 30 miles away. Kind of a mining district there, where those Finkies lived, you know, Albert Finke and Hattie, you know, his sister, mm-hmm. who never married. Those Finkies lived there. What was Deepwater, I believe it was called. Deepwater, kind of a mining district. And Dad had a little group there, but I don't know if he regularly preached there. Anyhow, both Albert and, first of all, Hattie, who was older than Albert, they, for thorough confirmation instruction, they would come and stay right with my folks for, I guess, probably only not 2 years kind of instruction, because they were so far. open I am. She must have helped Mama out, because they were very good friends with Hattie and Albert's parents. Seems to me that in the end, Albert's father, who was a miner, must have gotten killed in some accident in the mine. So that when they left Missouri and went down to Louisiana, the father wasn't living anymore, but Albert and Hattie took their mother along, who was sort of sickly, I believe. Hattie had gone to St. Louis and studied to become a nurse. She was a registered nurse, you know. And she had planned, you know, to go on in that field, but then when her mother was sick and they moved to Louisiana, her brother started out in Elizabeth, I don't know, probably with somebody else, with that big store in that timber town, that he begged her to come and help him, to be sort of her secretary, and well, maybe I shouldn't, well, I'll spend too much time on that.
But now,
anyhow, that's what Dad, and that's how it came that they got Dad and Granddad Friedrich mixed up with the circuit rider, because Dad on a pony rode way down there to several missions, also this one.
Mm-hmm.
But he could not have possibly served them regularly every Sunday. I don't think so. I only wish I had inquired into that more too. But I think besides Deepwater, he must have had some other mission in place too.
Now you're...
Anyhow, then he took that call to near Hastings, about 14 miles southwest of Hastings.
And now your father and mother...
Juniata was really their male. Juniata.
What? Your father and mother are both buried in that area?
No, not really, not at Hastings. See, Hastings from where we lived at Ash Grove later on, and Fairbury wasn't so too far from Ash Grove. Hastings was quite a bit northeast, say about 100 miles northeast from where they are buried, maybe a little bit more than that. Hastings, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
But father there had to teach school, like he had done in Appleton City, and then they were in the process of building a church. And he spent a lot of time and everything on it, which I guess was hard on him for one thing, and teaching school, and then he got typhoid fever in the end too, so that his health was broken down. Well, I don't know exactly when that would be. You see, I was a half a year old, and Ryan was born, Walter and Hattie were born there, Wanda, but Ryan was born then after Dad had to quit.
Retail,
so it must have been maybe 2 or 3 years that he was out there. And he went to Staplehurst, which was a small town north, I don't know how far, maybe 10 miles north of Seward. Seward, we have that
Seward
College, teacher town.
And the reason he had to quit was because he hit his head, was dragged by a wagon and was in a coma, right?
Well, that's why he had to, in the end, retire.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a different thing. He just quit temporarily at this time. When I was 4 years old, after he had been at Staplehurst about a year, some farmer let him live out there. I don't know how far out of town. It must have been not too far from the church there. Free of charge in a home. And so he lived with his family about a year there. And as he got the feeling a little bit better, he preached off and on. And when Ryan was born, you know, on Christmas morning, he preached